Good afternoon. My name is Sebastian, and you're listening to Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Nutshell by Alice in Chains. And today we're going to be doing Spotify Wrapped, because why not? It came out last week. So that just happened to be my number one song this year. Not really to my surprise, although that song, like, I only started listening to it, like, heavily on rotation, like, kind of, like, at the beginning of this semester. Like, it wasn't really a song I was listening to throughout the year. I just, like, really started listening to it a lot, like, as soon as I came back to college. I kind of had a plan to, like, start a cover band to, like, play Jar of Flies, the EP that this song is off of. So I was kind of, like, I was playing it on guitar a lot and practicing it. So I was kind of, like, listening to it over and over to, like, practice alongside. But the band didn't really go anywhere. But I nevertheless listened to Nutshell more than any other songs here because of that. So I guess the next song I'm going to play is going to be also from the same EP. It's Don't Follow. Probably my favorite song off the EP. Just a really nice ballad. I don't know. Like, Alice in Chains grunge band. But they have this unplugged EP. It's honestly, I think it's personally better than anything else they've done. It's my favorite. Personally, this song has just a really great finger picking pattern. Probably one of my favorite songs to play on guitar right now. I just like it. Just it's only like four chords, but it's just like it's just great. So, Don't Follow by Alice in Chains.
Thank you. misery so hollow.
Clear a path in
Gold Dust by Duster. Yeah, those last two songs, both by Duster off Stratosphere, Heading for the Door and then Gold Dust. Those are just my two favorite Duster songs, and they're also back to back. Basically the first two songs of the album, other than the kind of like intro Moon Age. I just love those two songs so much. They're both on my top songs of the year. I also saw Duster in concert earlier this semester at the House of Blues in Boston. It was a pretty good concert. It was like, I mean, it's kind of like Duster is one of those bands where like it's kind of hard to like, I don't know, make that music feel the same like performing it live, because it's just like there's a lot of like, I don't know, just kind of like the way it was recorded, I feel like has a big impact on the sound. So not a whole lot of stage presence, but it was still cool to see like, you know, the songs that I wanted to hear. But actually what really disappointed me is that they didn't play Gold Dust, which is like the number one song I wanted to hear. I think that's probably my favorite Duster song. They did play Heading for the Door though, but those are two great songs. And I don't know, we're kind of starting it off on a pretty like depressing wave. So I'm going to just keep going down that path with another song that's honestly pretty similar vibes to Duster, kind of like space rocky kind of music. It's by Failure, and it's called Another Space Song. I recently became familiar with this song earlier this year. My friend put me onto the song. It's really good, and I feel like it's really similar to Duster. So this is Another Space Song.
We'll be right back.
That was Headboard by Lil Ugly Mane. And before that was Unwound with Sonata for Loudspeakers. And then, yeah. Yeah, Lil Ugly Mane. He's kind of an interesting artist. That song, that's probably, I don't know, it's a really cool song. It's a lot different than his, like, other stuff. He, like, has this one album called Mr. Thug Isolation that's, like, a kind of, like, a Memphis, like, Southern Memphis rap-inspired, like, horror rap album. I don't even know how to describe it. It's a very violent music, much different vibe, just kind of like, yeah, Dirty South style rap versus this, which is like totally different. It's from his, I think, his most recent album. It's called Volcanic Bird Enemy and the Voice Concern. I actually haven't listened to the whole album, but that song is really great. It kind of goes, I feel like it goes pretty well with like the last few songs I've been playing. Before that was Sonata for Loudspeakers by Unwound. Unwound is a band that I discovered, or I didn't discover them, but I started listening to them, getting into them more this year. They're on the same label as Duster, Numero Group. I don't know a whole lot about like their background. They're just kind of like a noise. They're from Olympia, Washington, actually. Kind of like, sort of like punk, post-punk inspired. They're great though. I really like them. They have this album called Leaves Turn Inside You that's really good. That song was not on that album. I have kind of an interesting story with this song. So I like discovered it when I like, well, there's a solo version of this song called Solo Sonata. It's just like the guitar by itself, kind of playing the same chords in a much different version. It's shorter. It's a great song. I don't know, I kind of randomly discovered the song, and I didn't realize that it was like a solo version of this song, Sonata for Loudspeakers. It's kind of like a more fully fleshed out song, so that's kind of how I discovered the song. It's really great though, and I learned like the chords on guitar. They're crazy. It's like a really weird alternate tuning. But yeah, we're about halfway through the show, so that means it's time for a PSA. So I'm gonna read one of my favorite, just a classic PSA about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and the sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. And it's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, and always use crosswalks, and always obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends WMFO in Medford. Anyways, gonna kind of pivot from this sort of, like, I don't know, vibe we were playing from my Spotify Wrapped. If you're just tuning in, we're just kind of going through my top songs of 2024, just picking out some favorites and whatever works together. So I'm gonna sort of move towards, I guess, a more like electronic sound. I don't know. My second most listened to song of the year was Future Perfect by the Daruti Column. Kind of a random song. The Daruti Column is like this guitarist. I don't really know a whole lot about him, other than just like this guitar guy. My friend showed me this song at the beginning of the year, and I just like, I don't know, something about it just really like hooked me. It's like got a really like kind of like mesmerizing like electronic sound. It's not really a lot of guitar. It's like a very like futuristic sounding song, and kind of it inspired me to make this playlist that was just kind of like a lot of songs similar to that. The name of the playlist was Void, because I feel like a lot of the songs just feel like you're in like a void or something. You're just kind of like sort of like ominous, like, I don't know, like subliminal music. So this is Future Perfect by the Daruti Column. Enjoy. Thank you.
just a let it go. We'll swing the waves and let it go. Until out of sun we'll sail over horizon beyond. Ooh, we're reaching up to the stars.
That was Scale It Back by DJ Shadow featuring Little Dragon. Kind of an unlikely crossover in my opinion. I'm not like that familiar with Little Dragon's music, but I don't even know if Little Dragon is one person. I don't think they are. No, they're a band from Gothenburg. They are like on Gorillaz, like they're on two songs on Plastic Beach. They kind of sound like a Kali Uchis. Like when I first heard, they're like whoever the lead singer, her voice, I thought it was like Kali Uchis, to be honest. But that song is also very kind of like, I don't know, sort of like dark and kind of cool sounding. I don't know, electronic. It's just awesome. Kind of a random song. My friend showed it to me as well. It's off The Less You Know, The Better. I don't know the album whatsoever, from 2011. But in our last 15 minutes here, my number one artist on Spotify this year was Elliot Smith. Not to my surprise. I just got kind of like carried away. Like it's kind of one of those artists where like I just like sometimes I'll be listening. Whenever I like don't really know what I want to put on, I'll just be like, oh, I'll just put on Elliot Smith. Like, it's kind of like your impulsive, first thing you go to when you just like put on music. So that kind of ended up being Elliott Smith for me this year. So we're going to close it off with some songs by Elliott Smith. I've talked about this before on my show, but like I've always liked Elliott Smith, but I was never that crazy about his music. I was mostly like familiar with his kind of like more intimate sounding, like kind of like solo guitar records, like Either Or and Roman Candle and his self-titled, like his earlier stuff, which is all great. It's kind of like probably his most acclaimed work. It's like just like kind of like classic singer-songwriter stuff. But this year I started listening to like his other more like modern, or like his most up to, you know, his later work in his career. And a lot of his, you know, starting with like, I think it was EXO was the first album on this. Yeah, EXO came right after Either Or, and like all the albums after that kind of introduced a much more like, I don't know, broad instrumentation in a lot of his songs. Like, it's not just guitar and singing, it's like more produced, especially on EXO, like just much more produced music. They introduced like piano and other like, you know, more full sounding instrumentations, which I really like. I feel like it's easier to listen to that kind of music on an everyday basis than just like his other stuff. I kind of say similar things also about like Nick Drake. Like, I mean, I don't want to go into too much of a tangent here, but I feel like, yeah, it's whenever there's a kind of singer-songwriter and it's just like very bare music, there's really not a lot of times where I can like find a good time to listen to it other than like lying in bed, like staring at the ceiling or something like that. So I developed a much greater appreciation for Elliott Smith's work. So I'm going to start with a song from EXO called Tomorrow, Tomorrow, and then play a few more songs from his later work. Let's go.
Everybody knows which way you go, straight to over. No one wants to see you inside of me, straight to over. I heard the hammer at the death and dumb and dark. Give yourself another talk. This time make it sound like someone. The noise is coming out, and if it's not out now, then tomorrow, tomorrow. They took your life apart, called you failures, are they were wonder, they wonder till tomorrow. In my head, the reflected sound of everything tried to go to where it led, but it didn't lead to anything. The noise is coming out, if it's not up now, I know it's just about to drown tomorrow out.
right, that one was Son of Sam from Figure Eight. It's the opener of the album. It's great. It's one of my favorite, like, Elliott Smith, like, piano songs. We're getting low on time here, so we're going to move on pretty quickly, and we're going to do a little outro here, but you've been listening to Whom It May Concern with me, Sebastian, on WFO in Medford. And the last song I'm going to play is from New Moon, which is his, like, last album to date on Spotify. It's like a compilation, though. It's according to Wikipedia, it's mostly stuff that was recorded during the sessions from his like first two albums, his self-titled and Either Or, and you can definitely hear that. It's got like a much more bare and kind of like laid back sound than like his kind of like latest stuff, like the stuff released at the end of his career. It feels like, I don't know, I feel like it feels like the maybe the most haunting, some of his most haunting songs. Very sparse and kind of ominous. And, you know, it's December, we're getting close to Christmas, so I just chose this song because it kind of sounds like a Christmas song almost. It has these, like, sleigh bells on it that just give it a very, like, Christmassy feel. I don't know. So this song is called Seen How Things Are Hard from New Moon, and I will see you next week for my last show of the semester. Getting drunk instead.